At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the going-ons in Albert Square between the 6th and the 9th of January, 2025. Hello, everyone. How are you? If you're in the UK, are you keeping warm enough? We hope so. Joining me today is the one, the only, Rob. Hello. Rob.
Hi,
how are you this week?
I'm all right, Ree. How are you?
Do you know what?
Go on.
I'm good because Rob is in much better spirits this week. Last week, he was so snappy to me.
I couldn't
say a boo to a goose last week without Rob going, do you mind? I'm too ill for this.
Look, I was ill, all right?
Rob, chill
honestly,
out.
Honestly, the most ill I've ever been in my entire life.
No, okay? He was.
All the times I've had COVID. I've had COVID a fair few times, and that was nothing compared to this. It didn't touch the sides compared to what I had the past 2 weeks.
Well,
so far, 2025 can go do one because I've been ill for most of it.
You went to the doctors since we recorded last week. Tell everybody what happened.
Well, apparently... During
fair
the flu,
enough that you were bad.
During the flu, I had a really, really bad ear infection, okay? And that is still going on. I'm currently pretty much deaf in both ears. I've got my earphones in at the minute, which probably I shouldn't have. But I'm only just doing it for the podcast because that's what a pro I am. I'm prepared to lose my hearing for you people, all right?
Right.
Right. And he reckons that I've got like, it was in both ears as well. Normally you get an ear infection in one ear. I had it in both because... Since when did I ever do anything by halves? Of course. And so I'm basically feeling the effects of that. So that apparently is going to heal in up to 6 weeks. I've got to do this for. I'm going to be walking around to everybody going, what? Say? Who? Who'd you say? What? What? I'm going to need an ear trumpet. Yeah, exactly. So I'd be like Phil Mitchell.
Could do with maybe, it's only 6 weeks, I guess, but maybe we could do some overhead headphones,
I might have a look, see if I can find any cheap ones. But there you go. But other than that, I'm absolutely fine, better and recovering. So 2025,
brilliant.
I can actually begin now, start feeling like a normal human being. So there we are then. On to EastEnders. I thought it was a pretty good week this week. Not the biggest week compared to someone we've had so far over the past few weeks, but it was a good, strong, solid week, I thought. And we had revealed this week the choice that we will be making.
Yes.
Yes, the live
we
interactive.
We did indeed. I've seen lots of opinions about this online already.
Surprised by some of the opinions, actually. So I think we should get a good discussion out of that later on in the pod when we get to that story. So let's get on with...
opening the calendar.
Say, I might be well, but my memory hasn't restored. Yes, Ree's finally set this calendar over. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Look at it. Albert Square After Dark written on the front. It's all very, very good. And Ree, tell me about this year's calendar.
So, can you just read the little message that's on there, Rob? So
yes, it says, especially for Rob, hope this has worked as best as possible from Ree.
Because, Rob, right, I've had to use what I can. I will give you a little clue. They are screenshots from the show and they weren't the best quality.
Okay.
It actually took me quite a long time to do this because I tried to edit the photos as well as possible.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, I'll let you open it. The grand reveal.
So it's got a theme this year, has it? Same as all the others, yeah? Oh, open
You'll
theme.
See.
All right, fine. Okay. So on to January 2025, first month of the year. What we got here? Ooh, what's this? Oh, I see. So this is a Naked Men of Warford calendar, isn't it? Marvellous.
It is.
What else would I want on my wall? And that appears to be Martin. That's Mr.
Martin
January.
In his two veg.
Martin in his two veg. It's in his boxers.
Yes,
lovely.
Mr. January.
Lovely.
At least you can see it, because I think that was the poorest quality one.
Okay, so.
So hopefully. But when I say I screenshot and edited, saturated, colour,
saturated
everything.
Saturated it.
Honestly.
No, that's fair play. That's good. I'm quite happy to have Naked Men of Walford on my wall for the eerie. That's very, very good.
It's almost like you know me. It won't be that much of a surprise. I know. It won't be that much of a surprise, though, because it turns out everyone in Walford's got this calendar. So we're just with them, though,
well,
aren't we?
I do live in Albert Square, Ree. Look at this sign. I do live in Albert Square.
Yeah. There we are then. We're with them, aren't we?
We will.
Right, now,
so,
Rob.
We'll get on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's begin this week. We're talking about something that only really kicked off at the start of the week, and that was Nugget and Priya and going into Nish's funeral. Suki is home. What I love more than anything about this is the fact that for all the chaos that Nish tried to cause, right, literally the worst thing that happened in Aftermath was that Suki's broken her nose. After everything that happened, he knocked Anissa out with a bottle.
How did she even do that anyway?
I'm not entirely sure, because she landed on her back, didn't she?
Landed on her back. He broke her fall. Unless she rolled and then...
Yeah, maybe she hit a gargoyle or something on the way down.
Ah, possibly.
He did slap her as well, didn't he? He did hit her at the top of the thing.
So maybe that was the fracture.
Like he proper right up there. Yeah, bless her. But all is well, it seems, in the Panasar house. Suki and Eve are back. The whole living room has been set up to be Hawaii. Because that's where they were going on their honeymoon.
Is that where they were actually going, Hawaii?
It seems like a bit random to say, well, I don't know where you were going, but we're in Hawaii. All right? Is that all right? Yeah. There you go.
I could imagine them booking the Maldives or something, those two.
Yeah.
Like
somewhere far away from Walford, anyway. Yeah, because they can afford it. Suki could probably afford a decent honeymoon, can't she? Like, go to Bora Bora. That's where I'd love to go.
Ooh,
that's my dream
Bora,
location.
Bora Bora.
Paradise. You know, those like huts in the middle of the sea.
Yeah,
they look nice. Love to go there.
Can we just before we get onto this, bring up something that's been spoken about a few times online about how, which we mentioned last week, that they've both taken on the surname Panasar Unwin.
Yeah.
And people are saying, why has Suki not taken her maiden name? Why has she kept Panasar?
I don't know is the answer to that. Maybe she's just hoping to sort of read, because all her kids are called Panasar as well. I think it's more to do with that. I think it's more to do with her reclaiming the name, and like, because otherwise, why would all the kids want to still be called Panasar when she had lost the name Panasar? So I think it kind of makes sense that she wants to just sort of claim it for her own, and she's stuck Unwin on the side as well, which Nish would absolutely despise.
That's true, actually. I didn't think of it like that. He'd hate it being Panasar Unwin, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Sticking a lesbian lover on the end of his name. He would despise that, wouldn't he? With every fibre of his being.
There is certainly an argument to, would she have not switched to a surname, to a maiden name, but I do also see why she wouldn't change her name so that she could keep the family name, same name as a kid's.
Yeah. Panasar Unwin's got quite a nice ring to it, I think, as well. I think that's quite nice.
Also, they're the Panasars on the square, so for our sakes, she can't change her name, can she?
Exactly.
Let's be real.
Exactly. So it's for us, really.
Anyway,
She did it for us.
I did want to bring it up, though, because I've seen a lot of people saying it.
So the only person that is not enjoying the return of Suki and Eve is Nugget, who seems to have absorbed the personality of Nish ever so slightly. That's a right go at Priya.
It's like he's... Nish reincarnated as our Nugget at the minute, isn't he?
Tells Priya that she looks like a hooker, which you shouldn't say to your mother, really.
Especially your mother.
Especially your mother, though. If you're going to say it to anybody, don't say it to your mother. What I loved was Priya going, oh, right, slamming the door shut, going, time for a chat, being you. Brilliant. Brilliant scene between Priya and
I love Priya.
I've
told you she's a great mum. She's a great mum.
I agree. She is a great mum. In terms of soap mums, Priya's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
She's had her problems in the past, and you know, everyone has faults, but I just loved, if Priya was my mum, I would be myself right now. No, I'd have been like, when she did that, she's like,
And he was instantly, wasn't he? You could see the terror in his eyes as soon as that kitchen door closed.
However, when she was talking to him, did you notice that he barely said anything?
That's because he was ashamed, I thought.
I didn't. I think it was just like, a bit of misogyny, actually. Like, let the little woman talk.
I don't agree with
taking
that.
It all in.
I don't
oh,
think
do you
so.
Not?
No,
oh,
I don't. I mean,
I didn't see
obviously,
him
because
feeling
I'm the man,
shame.
I don't see misogyny in
Well, you
anything.
do hate women,
I
Rob,
do hate
so
women,
come
so
on.
that'll probably be it. Yeah. And you hate men, so that's probably why the misogyny instantly
So
rings
I
out.
thought it was, yeah,
Yeah,
clearly.
exactly. No, what I
Anyway,
would say,
regardless of, go on.
Yeah, no,
Go on.
I know what you're saying, because the idea there, I
Yeah.
think, was that Nish had sort of, like, he was sort of picking up on some of Nish's behaviour, which Priya
Yes.
instantly sort of bollocked him for and
Yeah.
noticed straight away, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
So yes, I think at the start he was trying to be a bit like Nish, but I think
Yeah.
as soon as Priya started like talking down to him and saying like, "What do you think you're doing?" I think he lost that. And I think he was ashamed because he also burst into tears at the end of the scene as well. So
Yeah, true,
I think
true.
that he was just absolutely
Yeah,
ashamed.
okay.
He would have argued back, I think, if he was still feeling that misogyny thing. Some people I did see thought that when he and Priya went to the funeral and let her in, and he opened the door for the car for her, was being quite respectful. Some people said that they thought that he smirked as she was letting her in. But what I thought that was him sort of like grateful that she was there and like sort of kind of happy that he was going with his mum rather than just on his own, I thought. But I am very, very open to the idea that this is the start of a little bit of a journey for Nugs.
I think it's probably more likely that maybe it was a bit of birth in the moment.
Yeah, I think so.
Or it could have been that he was happy that his mum was going, but he's still
Yeah.
about to turn into a
Yeah.
nasty little
Could
so-and-so.
be, could be, could be.
He did feel very well done by Jaheim, by the way, because it did
Absolutely.
actually feel like Nish was coming through him in
Yeah,
that moment when he said
he is
that to
so
Priya.
good. He's so
He's got
good.
potential here, and
Yeah.
it'd be a great way to see Nugget go. I mean, obviously, not realistically, like you don't want someone to turn out like that. But for us to watch, it'd be
Oh, yeah.
absolutely brilliant to see this.
I mean, we did theorize a few weeks ago now
You
that,
theorized,
well,
I
I
think.
theorized, yeah, that maybe some sort of big thing was coming for Nugget in terms of his attitudes, and very much based on the sort of men that he's grown up with. Very toxic masculine environment that that Nugget
Yes.
has been
Yeah.
constantly involved in. And a lot of sort of like not anti-women per se, but very much sort of the sense of the men of the hierarchy rather than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, with the likes of Nish and Ranveer, you know, those sorts of people that have had a very strong influence on Nugget's life. And we kind of theorized maybe this could go down a sort of incel route further down the road.
You
What I,
said the incel thing ages ago, Robin.
yeah, I mean, I
I
don't
think you're
think there's necessarily.
right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's necessarily any indication that it's going in this way yet. It depends very much on what Nugget's next move is from here. If
Yeah, true.
Priya's words landed, then I think he's just going to simply struggle with the idea that, because he's very much still grasping to the idea that Nish loved him and Avani, and he had that photo in his
Yeah.
bedroom in the sort of flat that he was hiding in. He sort of had that close to him, and so that Nugget and Avani were really the only people that he really cared about by the end. So it depends on whether he feels like he's going to try and continue Nish's legacy, so to speak, or whether Priya's words really, really hit home. It seemed in that moment that her words hit home, but I don't know whether they're going to go down the other route with it.
It could depend though as well because yeah they might have hit home but then if Nugget's going to be around everyone still slandering
Yeah, which they is.
his
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
granddad
Yeah,
then
yeah,
he
yeah.
might start going the other way again and saying you know what I'm going to defend his honor and you weren't
Yeah.
a bad guy because in fairness to Nugget of course he's seen all the behavior of Nish but he can be different he's a young guy and he had a totally different relationship didn't he with his granddad
Yeah.
let's be
Yeah.
real. So you can kind of see from his point of view why he might not want to hear everybody talking about Nish like that around him, and why it might end up making him go, "Well, do you know what? I don't think he was that bad of a guy, and I think that some of the things he said was right. So I'm going to do them as well."
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
there's definitely a potential. And I think that actually Nugget's journey with Nish has been probably the real one out of all of them, because of the rest of them, let's be real, and we commented on this throughout the entirety of most of the Nish storyline, the rest of the family flip-flopped so much with Nish, and sometimes
Yes.
it kind of felt like, why are you still including him in your life? That makes no sense. Like, Vinny was giving
Yeah.
him the time of day, Ravi was giving him the
Yeah.
time of day,
Yeah.
even Suki was allowing him within 10 miles of the house after everything that he'd done, and it didn't, and it sometimes felt a little bit like, why is that allowed to happen? But with Nugget, It seems like that's the only character that really, really made sense for because of the influence that Nish had. And Nugget's loyalty towards Nish never really wavered that heavily throughout the entirety of the storyline. So it makes sense for Nugget still to be there, I think.
Yeah, agreed, actually. He's been the most consistent with his relationship with him, hasn't he? Yeah, there's definitely not been any. Yeah, agreed. So let's see where Nugget goes then, because
It's going to be interesting, I think, also to see his relationship with Avani, because Avani seems to have, like, you know, Avani's done with him. Avani's wiped her hands of Nish completely. And I don't think Avani will particularly care that that picture was there. That won't bother her in the slightest, I don't think.
No, I don't think
He's
so.
He's very
no.
much on the side of the rest of the family, I think. So it's good. Mm. And also, Avani was all down for sending Nugget down, let's be fair, at one point during the New Year's thing. It was like, I call the police, I don't care. So it's going to be interesting to sort of see Nugget and Avani's relationship from here, how that develops, how much Priya will have to sort of keep an eye on Nugget. And it kind of feels like maybe this is the start of something for Nugget, but I don't know. I hope it is, because I want more from Nugget, good or bad, you know, because
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating US Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I think Jaheim is brilliant and he will knock anything he's given out of the park. So, I don't know. Let's
and will
see.
Ravi be too distracted elsewhere to be paying attention to how Nugget's behaving and therefore not really be having the stern words that he might need to have with him as well?
Well, it would appear, Ree, that the answer to that is very much up to us. So, the choice that we knew was coming for us in order to, basically we knew that we were going to choose who someone was going to choose to be with romantically. And it has been revealed that the choice is going to be who will Denise choose, Ravi or Jack? That is the choice. That will be revealed in the live episode that will be playing at some point during the anniversary week episodes. So, Ree, what are your immediate thoughts? Who, as of right now, if the vote was today, at time of recording, who would you be voting for?
Ravi.
Right? And I cannot believe that there seems to be quite a lot of people who'd go, Jack, like, what are you talking about? That relationship makes no sense. Yeah, like, people really want... Do you know what it is? I think a lot of it is that people want Ravi and Priya to be together.
There is that, and I was very team Ravi and Priya. However, it'd be pretty boring if they were together. Like, I feel like we need a bit of a...
Yeah.
There's a potential for another triangle to get involved then when he is with Denise, so, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, right? Number one, I don't want Priya tied down in a relationship. I want her free and making chaos go everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And I think if Priya is with Ravi, she's going to settle somewhat as a character, and I don't want that.
Yeah, she'll be... yeah, exactly, yeah, I agree.
Secondly... Ravi has had like 18 months to get with Priya and he's not really shown her that much attention, I wouldn't have thought. Like, yeah, we've had crumbs and we've had scenes where it's like, oh. But has been so much more focused on Denise throughout the entirety, right? Even when Priya's been around, like Denise has been very much the focus of Ravi's attentions. So I don't think Ravi is that interested in Priya, to be honest.
Also, let's not forget that Priya at one point was kind of getting with Nish, so it'd be kind of fair enough if Ravi got a bit.
Mind you, Denise doesn't seem that bothered about it. Denise doesn't seem that bothered about that with Chelsea.
Yeah, we're just thinking that actually. Oh, yeah. Anyway, maybe they made for each other.
You know what
Albert
Square's like?
We do.
Practically incestuous. So the Denise and Ravi affair kicked up quite. Well, it's not even an affair. They're both single, so it's not an affair, is it? They're just
kind of keeping it on the. It's just a secret relationship, isn't it? Not an affair.
And it's a hot secret relationship, Ree, let me tell you.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You know what? They've got chemistry that Denise and Jack, we've never seen having
again,
this kind of
right?
chemistry, have we?
Yeah. Yeah.
They've
exactly.
really amped it up, these two, yeah.
Exactly.
But is it all lust, Rob? I know that the Keats. Yeah. I know Denise has said no, he's got depth and stuff. So
which he has.
Is it deeper than that?
He's also got oak tree arms, Denise. Let's not pretend otherwise, love. Yeah, let's not pretend otherwise. And as Kim very graphically said to her, clearly he makes it purr. had they get away with that at 7:30 on BBC One?
I know, I did wonder that, but is that just right? Because we understand it? Yeah. So,
that's right, okay. An actual pussy joke. Lovely. We haven't seen them on BBC One since the days of Are You Being Served? Lovely. Fine. But I think that relationship completely and utterly earns those sorts of jokes because they are a hot couple. I think the chemistry's off the charts. They actually slept together for the first time this week.
For the first time, yeah.
Very little sleeping involved because quite clearly they did it against the fridge.
Or against the sink. You said as long as it's not in the kitchen for that five-star rating.
So many people have had sex in that kitchen, all right? It's basically a brothel, that kitchen, okay?
I won't be going and eating there, put it that way.
It would definitely lose a few stars off its Michelin rating, wouldn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really filming than you.
Yes, you have to get your blue spray out for that. There's different sprays in the kitchen for different sorts of substances, isn't there? I don't know which spray counts as that.
It's just antibac yes, you'd be using around
there,
yeah.
Yes, anti-stain seal surface.
Maybe anyway, layers of it.
Yes, so that has kind of kicked off. And Denise, I think at the moment, is sort of like, yeah, let's not tell anybody yet. I've still got to try and maneuver my way around Chelsea and sort of work out how I'm going to approach that. Because Chelsea is kind of quite happily. We saw Chelsea this week just getting drunk about the idea that Nish was dead, which fair play, but getting, you know, quite kind of happy with life, telling Denise how much she loved her. And it feels like her attitude would somewhat change if she knew that Denise and Ravi were a thing again.
Yes, 100%. We definitely had that little moment of, oh, I love my mum. Yeah, well, you might not love her that much in around about 5 to 6 weeks' time when a decision's made, where it's very clear. Well, actually, having said that, I thought it was very clear that everyone's going to pick Denise and Ravi, but you're saying otherwise then.
There does seem to be quite a lot of consternation about it and people saying, no, I think Denise and Jack, which to me is
Well, there you go. It's obviously a good choice because I thought... What a pointless choice. Everyone's going to pick Ravi, but as it turns out, everyone's quite divided. So there you go.
But here's the thing with this, right? This is essentially a choose-your-own-adventure storyline, okay? And it is going to be very easy. Don't forget, the writers know what they're doing, all right? And at this stage, they know what they've written. They know what's been shown. They know what the chemistry between Denise and Ravi is like on screen, right? So they know what the viewers are seeing. They know what the viewers are thinking. I imagine they've got us right where they want them at the moment. And in the coming weeks, they may well turn it around and make us think about Denise and Jack. They'll have a job to make me think that, mind. But I think the thing with Denise and Jack is that people are really kind of fond of the family angle, you know, with Ricky and Amy and everything. So they like that. But I just feel like Denise and Jack were such a terrible pairing, like a terrible relationship that clearly didn't work because both of them went off and cheated. So
this is the thing. There's too much history that's gone down with Denise and Jack. Yeah. He had a full affair with Stacey. That's enough for you to say, no, Denise, leave it in the past. Enough. Like you said, they both had an affair as well. Like, well, Denise can't. Not quite.
She didn't even have a full affair, did she? She had an emotional affair.
Yes.
Whereas Jack had a proper
somewhat
affair.
Somewhat emotional, yeah. Very
emotional. Yeah.
Whereas, so for me... If Jack and Denise had just parted because they were like, oh, we're just kind of going through a phase where we want different things in life and we've kind of drifted naturally, but then they started like, you know, magnetizing back towards each other.
Yes.
Then I'd understand the decision. But seeing as they had a full affair with Stacey, it's like why are we trying to decide whether
Which, by the way, hasn't been mentioned once since it finished.
Having said all this, I remember when she was about to sign the divorce papers and everything, and I went, do you know what? Weirdly, I kind of think I want Denise and Jack to get back together. So who knows, like you say, maybe they're going to completely flip it around in the next coming weeks.
Yeah, because we're
all going to be toing and froing alongside Denise in this decision.
Yeah, I think so. Because at the start of this, when it was revealed what the choice was and who the choice was between, I was sort of like, I feel like it would have been a better choice if you asked us, who does Ravi want to be with, Priya or Denise?
Yes, 100%. That's where I thought it was going after this episode.
But then maybe they'll build up the Ravi and Priya thing a little bit more in the coming weeks as well. Because obviously, I assume what's going to happen with Nugget is going to inadvertently kind of bring Priya and Ravi together a little bit more in trying to work out what's going on with him. So maybe.
And they already had a little moment where Ravi was talking to Priya as well about what happened and how he'd pushed Nish, and she's
100% behind him.
Yeah, the thing I'd say with Priya is she's a lot more familiar with the going-ons of the Panesars and what's kind of more normal life for them, maybe compared to Denise, who's a bit of a goody two-shoes in comparison.
Yes, but my if only he knew. But
Well,
bear in
yeah.
mind, of course, that Denise is currently the only one that knows exactly, apart from Suki, that knows exactly what went on top of the balcony. Priya doesn't know that. Priya doesn't know that Ravi pushed him.
It
Denise,
she does, he said, didn't he?
I don't think she actually knows that he put, like, I think she sort of.
I thought he said I pushed. No, she literally
Does he
said to
know?
her,
Does
I
she know
pushed
that?
him.
Does she know
Yeah,
that?
she said,
Okay.
I pushed him, and he said, we know, everyone know, you had loads of witnesses there, everyone's fine with it. I'm sure he told her this week, like, yeah, I
Well,
pushed him.
no.
I'm not a
Well,
hero, I pushed him.
either way, Denise, I think Denise has still got the stronger argument there, though, because Denise found out that that's what had happened and still went back there. Whereas I feel like Priya almost sort of like had to say that in some way. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like she's within the Panesar household and she knew what was going on with Nish all the time. So she kind
Yeah,
of like,
true.
Priya would have done
Yeah.
that herself, given half the chance. Do you know what I mean? Whereas
Yeah.
Denise is sort of like, oh, you killed another father figure in your life,
Father
did you?
figure.
Right. Oh yeah, no, I'll still have sex with you against the sink. That's fine. So I feel like
Then
Denise.
again, Denise does know Nisha's ways. I mean, she
Yeah,
had,
yeah.
Christmas 2023 was all essentially because of Nish in a
I
lot
mean,
of
I suppose they've
ways.
got that in common, haven't they? They've got, you know,
Yeah,
they both tried
yeah.
to off Nish, and Ravi was just happened to be successful about
Yeah.
it.
That's
So
true. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. There you
there you
go.
go.
Bonding over
So
it. It's nice, really.
yeah, something to chat about, isn't it? In between, it's a nice pillow talk.
Between.
So,
Yeah.
I kind of, I'm at the moment, I'm very much like, well, obviously Ravi. Obviously,
Yeah.
I wanted to go with Ravi, but I wonder if they'll be able to manipulate it ever so slightly in the coming weeks. We've got just over a month before we have to make this decision, I think. So, can they change our minds?
Yeah, easily.
You
Like you
reckon?
say, they know what they're doing. There's
Yeah.
time. But then, like you say, it seems like they don't need to change everybody's minds, and some people are still Team Jack now. So.
Well, let us know in the comment section who are you siding with at this moment, and do you think your mind could be changed? Do you? Yes, we'll see. We shall see. Right, ladies and gents, let's talk about George. So, ladies and gents, the Cindy storyline was ticking along in the background this week, and do you have who? Where are you at with the suspects list at the moment, Ree?
Honestly, don't je I je I've got a lot to say about all this, not gonna lie. I genuinely don't believe any of the nine suspects we've been given
No,
would do
I still think it's
this at
Kojo.
all. Yeah, so do I. But then it's like, why have they not put him on the suspect list when,
Exactly.
I don't know, are they double bluffing? Shall I tell you what I thought they were trying to lead us to believe this week,
Yep.
other than the duff duff on Thursday where they were trying to imply it were Ian?
Which it so isn't, but
I
yeah.
think they keep trying to hint that it's Elaine. And
Elaine,
again,
all right, okay.
I think there were a lot of moments this week where you were supposed to go, oh, why is Elaine saying that? Oh, Elaine. And for me, again, Elaine doesn't even make sense to be on that list
No, she
because
doesn't. Well, she
Cindy dug her
does.
own hole on Christmas Day. So why would she go and attack her for it anyway? Then again, I guess George called Cindy, it called Elaine. George called Cindy his wife to Elaine. So I guess she might have beef with that,
She
but.
does. Yeah, I mean, in terms of soap motives, she's up there.
Yeah,
Like, it makes sense. But in
true.
terms
Yeah.
of, like, do I believe that Elaine is capable of shoveling Cindy at the back of the head? No, I don't. I still,
No.
at this moment, I agree with you. I fully think it's still Kojo at this point, and
Yeah.
they've just removed him off the suspect list to try and avert a little bit of suspicion off him. But because they've done that, it's made me more suspicious of him. I think at the moment, what I think has happened is that Kojo did it, Anna saw it, and sort of tried to
Yes,
help
I think
out,
Anna saw it. Yes,
and
yes.
that's why she was washing her hands like
Yeah.
fearfully. I think that what will be revealed is that Gina, because Gina was sort of conspicuously absent from some of the events on Christmas Day. So I think what happened is that Gina was taking drugs somewhere,
On the
which we
sesh,
discover.
yes.
Yes. And yeah, I feel like most of the suspects, I think, you know, Lauren, I feel like Lauren did her thing by revealing the CD and playing that to everybody. Yes, Cindy had a go at her afterwards, but I don't think that was enough to then push Lauren to whack her over the head with a shovel.
To be fair, out of everyone who, out of the suspects we've been given, who'd be the most believable to have attacked her, I would put Junior and Lauren up there, in fairness. I could see Lauren more than any of the others being likely to do it, but I still don't think that she did. No.
And something else that kind of came to the forefront this week was the fact that George has hidden a T-shirt in the cupboard, in the closet, covered in blood. Now, my first question straight away is why? Why hide it? Why not just throw it in the bin or put it in the washing machine? Or why hide it? What's he going to do with it? Why hide it in the closet where it's clearly going to be found?
Because I think what's happened is he got back, saw Cindy got attacked, hid it there, but then he's not been living there, has he, all this time? So he's been trying to wait for his moment to find it again. I think that's what it is.
True.
Then this week he went back, told Elaine, oh, I thought I'd come and put a shift in. Actually, we're there to try and get the T-shirt out.
Try and get rid of the T-shirts, but they'd found it before that happened.
So it,
okay, that makes
so
sense.
So it wasn't that he was trying to keep it hidden. He just didn't have a chance to move it, I think.
Yeah, all right. That does make sense. Because sometimes what will happen in this sort of situation is a very, very obvious evidence that points to somebody doing something or have been hidden somewhere. And it's like, why have you hidden it there? That's a very silly thing to do. That makes no sense. Why have you done that? So, yeah, all right. I get that. George claims that this is because he went and had an illegal fight on the night.
Yes.
And punched somebody
as we
senseless, as we suspected, ended up getting his T-shirt covered in their blood, and that's why that he has a T-shirt covered in blood. I mean, and the girls have now hidden that T-shirt in a bin. That's been seen by Peter. So Peter and the girls are now sort of kind of accusing each other's fathers, because Gina and Anna think it's weird that Ian hasn't been to see Cindy. I don't think it's weird that Ian hasn't been to see Cindy whatsoever, by the way.
Yes, but what is weird is that everybody's been under the impression that he's been going to see her.
Right, so where's he been going?
Yeah, because I'm sure Kathy said it last week, oh, Ian's busy, he's visiting Cindy. Peter's said it, I'm sure, like, oh, he's been visiting Cindy. Then to find out he's not.
Well, we have had Ian in the past do this sort of thing, and actually what Ian tends to do in this sort of situation is go and see a prostitute.
Yeah, I was just thinking that as you were saying it, actually. Maybe.
So, is he doing that again? I hope so.
It'd be very on brand for him, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Bless him. Bless him. It could bring Rainey back or something. I don't think Rainey does prostitution anymore. But, that's the kind of thing that Ian tends to do. So maybe that's what he was doing. This is the thing. It's interesting that some of these characters all have things that we know they go and do when the chips are down. Like, Gina will go and take drugs.
Yeah.
George will go and have an illegal fight. Ian will go shag a prostitute.
In your mind, Ian's definitely not attacked Cindy then.
Never in a million
years.
Never in a million years. Even if Ian, but this is the thing, Ian has, Cindy is the love of Ian's life, all right? They've made that very, very clear. So even if Cindy is having multiple affairs, i.e. like she does, it's never going to be, like, for God's sake, Cindy tried to kill Ian once, all right? And Ian still has never done anything that
he
bad
still
back
took
to Cindy.
Her back these
exactly.
years.
Exactly. So you really think that Ian's going to whack Cindy over the head with a shovel?
No.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so.
Never in a million years.
Something that we've not mentioned, sorry to rewind a bit. So when Elaine and the girls have found the shirt with the blood on of George's, were you surprised that they all thought you were capable of doing it? Because that, to me, seemed very bizarre.
Well, I think the thing is, though, I think the scene on, I think it was Monday's episode, where Peter and Junior had that big old fight, which was hilarious, by the way.
God, what happened, actually?
Yeah. I thought that was quite a strong scene, actually, where they were all just throwing accusations at each other. Mm. And that's the mindset all of them are in at the moment, because...
And Lauren went, go on, smash his face
smash
in
his face
Peter!
In.
Yes, Lauren.
Sure. you know... I think that's the mindset a lot of them are in at the moment, because you've got to bear in mind, this is Cindy, in a roundabout way, is close to every single one of those people in some way, right? So, and they know that one of them did it, all right? So I think naturally you're going to start being very, very suspicious of everybody, all right? And in a way, you can sort of see an argument where George might have done that. Like, I don't believe for a second that George did it. I don't think George did it at all. But in terms of the way that they're all throwing accusations around at the moment, I can kind of see why they would suddenly think, oh, George has hidden a T-shirt. Oh, his T-shirt that we know he was wearing on Christmas Day, and it's covered in blood. The Christmas Day being the same day that his wife got whacked over the head with a shovel. Mind you...
Ex-wife.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Elaine. Mind you, the amount of blood that was on there, I don't think can be, like, gotten from what actually happened to Cindy, can it?
But, okay then, so even if they did believe that George was capable, to just be like... Oh, it's fine though, if you do. We totally understand, because
we get it.
Being
it's
a mega
fine.
Bitch on Christmas Day, weren't she? So,
fair,
Dad, don't worry about it. Even to be like that, it's like, no, sure. But then again, Even like Elaine's been saying a couple of things, so they must have all been pretty confident that Cindy's going to wake up because Elaine said a couple of things like, "I wish I'd done it." Like, I
Yeah,
don't know
Elaine is
into that.
not
She's
bothered
still in
at
a
the moment.
coma. Like, that's not
Let's
that
be
nice.
very real here. When that happened, and Cindy was found and is in a coma, you know for a fact that Elaine went into a room somewhere on her own and just went, ah! And just absolutely loved her life and had a good
Ah,
old
the witch has
cackle.
gone mad.
Had a good old cackle all to herself. You know she did.
I actually don't think that she would have, though. I do genuinely think that she would care a little bit. Do you not?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't give Elaine, I don't think Elaine gives two shiny
what?
shites whether Cindy lives or dies. I really don't. Like
Well,
she
then in
will.
that case, she could have done it.
She could have done it, but I don't think she did. I don't think Elaine is that sort of
No.
person. But I don't think she cares whether Cindy lives or dies, and it probably
Do you
works
think they
out
should be
better
that
for her.
cold there to say it when, like, her two daughters? No one seems that worried about Cindy, even though
No,
she's in a
not really.
coma, do
Well, she
they?
hasn't left things in a great way, has she? Like at the
I know,
moment,
but
they are all pretty pissed off with her. Yeah.
even still, you'd.
I mean, what do you think in terms of the George and Junior scene? Because they both separately went to the hospital to see her, and they both separately saw each other, but were unaware that the other one had seen the other one. So
Yes,
I can understand
yes.
Junior going to the hospital. I get that completely because we know that Junior is head over heels for Cindy, all right?
I'm more surprised he didn't go sooner, actually. I must
Yeah,
admit,
it was
when
made
they
very
all
clear
said,
that that
why
was
have
the
you not
first time he'd
been?
been. Yeah. But then again, I would have thought that there will be kind of like quite a heavy, not like heavy, not going to be standing guard outside a room, but there would be kind of police presence around the hospital, I think, about that, wouldn't there? Seeing as though she was attacked.
I don't know, actually. Yeah, but
Maybe.
as far as Walford police are
Yeah.
concerned, it could have been a random attack. It's not
Yeah.
necessarily a family member, so I mean, I don't think they'd use their valuable resources at the moment.
They very
I could
rarely
be
do for
wrong.
anything, to be fair. Walford Police, do
No,
they?
exactly.
I mean, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, the thing is, the suspect list is now going to sort of carry on. Someone's going to get like false arrested, so we'll know it's not them. Like the first
Yeah.
person that gets arrested for this, it means it that we
It's
can
not
take them off
them.
the list,
Yeah.
100%. And if we are, let's say it like this: if it's not Kojo, right, and it is one of those nine suspects, who do you think it is at this point?
Junior or Lauren?
I'm gonna go rogue and say Anna. Even though I don't think it's
No,
Anna.
I don't
Exactly.
think.
But
No.
I feel like because they're gonna want to surprise it. And I
Yeah,
feel
true, and it would
like
be a surprise.
out of the two daughters, Gina seems the obvious one because she's a bit more flighty and a bit more sort of like, and if she was on drugs then she might have done something crazy. Which makes me think that and why was Anna washing her hands so kind of scared and everything? It just, I don't know. Anna is kind of quite high up my suspect list. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's Kojo. Don't get me wrong,
Yeah, I
but I
know.
do think Anna is involved in it somewhere on the line.
The only thing I'm thinking with Junior is, like, no offense, but now that the affair's come out, would we really miss Junior being on the square? That's kind of been his role so
Okay, yeah.
far. Not
Yeah,
saying
yeah,
that
yeah.
there isn't any more
A
potential.
place for him, yeah.
Yeah. He's shown that he's got a bit of a dark side.
Yeah,
I still
absolutely.
don't think that he would necessarily attack a woman, but out of the nine suspects, he's the one that we know probably the least.
True.
Therefore, you could easily go, oh, actually, it turns out Junior has got a bit of a history of, for all we know.
Yeah.
And the way that he's like, I like a bit of excitement. He's got, like I say, he's got that dark side. So for all we know,
But excitement's
he
all gonna
could
knock you
pick
out of a
people
shovel.
up.
That's exciting.
Oh, the
Oh.
affair's released now. What
Oh.
excitement can we have next? Shovel? Who left that
Oh,
shovel
I know. I'll be the suspect in a
there?
whodunit. Yeah, so who knows? I mean, let us know,
Yeah.
please, in the comment section where your brain's at with this at the moment. Like, at the moment, I'm pretty sure it's Kojo, but I do think that Anna is involved. I really, really do.
Yeah, I do. I think it's that as well.
And if it is not Kojo, then I guess I'm saying it's Anna, which is quite crazy to think about. But genuinely, I think they're going to go down the most surprising route. And I think the person that you would
Yeah.
suspect the very least would be Anna.
I would say Peter maybe as
I
well would
agree.
be.
I think Peter's very low down the suspect list.
Yeah.
But there's other little clues as well, like the fact that her necklace was missing.
This is it. Peter's the most likely person to want to take that, surely.
Yeah. Or Ian, because he gave it to him as a present.
Yeah, true. So maybe Ian did see that she was. Maybe Ian didn't do it, but he came across the body and didn't call an ambulance. He just took the necklace back whilst he was angry or something.
Yeah. But
Potentially.
Cindy has now come round and she's murmuring
Yes.
Ian's name. So,
right. So I've got a bit of a problem with this.
Oh, yes.
The hospital ring Ian.
Can we just say, can I just say, fittest doctor in the world, can I just say? Carry on.
God,
I would love to come round and see that man on my bedside. I'm just saying, all right? I'm just saying. Okay, carry on.
Maybe Cindy will be. You know what she's like, right?
Oh,
maybe Cindy's thinking the exact same.
Even when Cindy's in a coma, she's got gentleman callers coming around all the week.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, so my issue was, if you're about to bring her around from this coma, right, would you not make sure that this next kin person sat there next to her or a family member?
I don't know, to be honest. I feel like...
I'd like to hope if I was in an induced coma and you were bringing me out of it, you'd have a family member there, not some, like, strange doctor being like, "Hi, you love, yeah, you're in hospital, you'll be right there. All right, do you want a cup of tea?"
If it were a choice between that doctor and half my family, I'd go for that doctor all day long. I'm just, you know,
maybe Cindy would as well.
I think we both know that she definitely would. But we'll see. We shall see. This story obviously will unfold further along as we go for over the next month. Maybe our suspect list will change massively in the coming weeks. Who knows? Right, ladies and gents, final storyline of this week. It's a heartbreaker. Let's talk about Nigel. So, Ree, you know how we say that I don't cry over telly? I have a feeling. That I don't even have a feeling.
Oh, I know thought you were saying you had already this
No,
week.
Not yet. I haven't yet, but I know for a fact this is going to make me cry, this storyline.
Yeah, and I think most people might know somebody who's been affected by dementia as well. So it can be a bit more relatable for a lot of people. And we all love Nigel, so...
He's the nicest man in the world. It's so heartbreaking.
He's the nicest man. I know. So
it was revealed this week that Nigel has been diagnosed with early onset dementia or young dementia. And obviously, EastEnders has then released a statement saying everybody they're working with to make sure the storyline is as realistic as possible. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be heartbreaking. We did theorise this is probably where the storyline was going to go. It's now been confirmed. I kind of wonder now, how far do we think... So he reckons that he was diagnosed with it about a year ago.
Yeah.
And we've seen sort of evidence that his memory isn't great. Like, you know, he's got reminders in his phone to... remind him to do things like have dinner and shower and go to work and all of that kind of thing. So where do you think this is going to go from here in terms of how quickly the condition is going to affect him?
This is what I can't decide because we know he's back for a fairly longish stint.
Yeah.
So is it going to be that he stays with Phil, then eventually tells his wife and then he'll just go back to his wife and we'll not see the end part of it play out? We're just going to see it getting a bit worse while he's with Phil, and then it'll be Phil who gets in touch with his wife, maybe.
I tell you what, it's going to do wonders for Phil's depression, isn't it?
Well, it will give him purpose, like you say, though.
Yeah.
He will want to help him. Or is he going to die with us while he's back?
I mean, I think so, yeah. I think this obviously is going to go beyond the anniversary. I do wonder if they're going to use this storyline to... do nostalgic things, you know, like are they going to do something like he's going to see Debbie and they're going to bring the Debbie's actresses back and sort of do a little sort of memories scene with there's ways they could play with that. I think, you know,
I mean, it kind of work. I think they'd be capable of making it work.
Well, they've already the phone call, the voice message from Julie, that's the original actress that played Julie in the 90s,
so we're going to get her back then.
So she's going to come back at some point.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you, I will be very, very surprised if we don't have in some form of Debbie cameo at some point.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I can see that happening. But how they'll do it, yeah.
Who knows? Obviously, they've got to keep...
Maybe a bit of a Pat and Peggy reunited in the final moments, maybe.
I think so, yeah. It's going to be interesting. Go on.
Is that where it's going to be? Is it going to be a bit of a Phil euthanasia storyline with Nigel?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting. And we know for a fact that Paul Bradley is going to absolutely nail this and knock it out of the park. It's so sad. It's so, so heartbreaking, this story. Because Nigel is the nicest person in the entire world.
He's the nicest person that Wolf has ever seen. that he'd rather live on the streets than let his wife have to live with the
that's
pain of seeing it. Although he's not thought that one through very well, let's be real. Because
no, of course
probably in a quite a bit being like, where have you gone? Like, why have you just run off and not
why have
told
you just ran away then? But it's quite heartbreaking. Yeah. It really, really is. And obviously, yes, I think that Julie is going to come back to the show at some point and have some scenes with him. I think that's kind of that's a good thing to do. Grant returning, I think, is going to clearly be quite a big part of this as well.
Yes.
It's kind of so interesting that Nigel came back to Walford for memories. And it's like, once you know actually what's wrong with him, there is such a sort of like heartbreaking resonance to that. That first line that he said to Yolande. Yolande and Nigel, by the way, they are made to be best friends.
There's a new Dot and Nigel, aren't they?
Aren't
it
they
makes
just?
Perfect sense. She gives him the advice like Dot probably would have as well.
They've even got Yolande actually quoting sections of the Bible now. Like Dot used.
Perfect.
Dot
yeah,
used
but
to.
It's perfect, isn't it? Yeah.
Give her 20 Dorchester Super Kings menthols and let her get on with it, I say.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
oh
fitting.
My god, my heart breaks. So
yes, how long is it going to take for Phil to realize? Is he going to tell Phil, do we think? Because now Yolande knows.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's not gonna be able to hide this for much longer, is he?
No,
because this is gonna get, because there's no two ways about it, this is gonna get worse, and he knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know what his plan is necessarily. I think he kind of thought that I've come back to Walford. Maybe he, I mean, I don't even know. He wasn't expecting to see Phil there, I don't think. He wasn't expecting to sort of be living with Phil while this was going on, I don't think.
No, that wasn't his intention.
No.
When he went back to Walford, like I say, I think he just went back for the memories, didn't he? To
yeah.
go see his old
yeah.
stomping ground. Maybe in his brain, that's where the time of life that he'd be going back to when he lived
yeah.
there would make sense, to be
yeah.
fair.
It is interesting because he can reel off everybody that he knew in Walford. Like he can say, I didn't really know Sonia that well, but I know Carol very well. Obviously, I lived with Mrs. C. He can talk, you know, he was having a conversation with Kathy and remembered Cindy and all that kind of stuff. So people that he was living with in Walford at the time, he could reel off. But like you said to Yolande, ask me about what I was doing this morning. I haven't got a clue. So
I know my granddad had dementia. It, it totally fits the bill. He were thinking that he were in his 20s. I think I've already mentioned this, thinking he were at work, reeling off all his workmates to me, reeling off like old relatives that I'd not even heard of. And he's like, yeah, you know, my cousin such and such. And I'm thinking, who do you think you're talking to right now then? Because I weren't around when they were. So yeah, it's very fitting that he, like he says though, I can remember everything from yesteryear, but can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning. Or because there was one point, the boxing den, Phil's trying to give it to Nigel.
Yes.
And then Yolande comes to him at one point and says, oh, because you're having the boxing den. He's like, oh, I told you about that, did I? That was another massive clue, weren't it? That he can't even remember who he's told what.
Yeah.
I think he's doing really well at covering it up, actually, considering how confused he probably is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even that scene where he was sort of scurrying through the... Oh, it's so sad. Where he was scurrying through the square on his own and was looking up at the mural on the wall and got terrified by that, then ran away from that and fell over the rubbish in the street. Like, it's just like, I can't. This is going to absolutely break me. I know it is. Like, because he is such a nice person. Like, this is such a stupid kind of crass sentence to say, but because no one deserves this, but my God, he doesn't deserve this. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you know what I mean when I say that? Like, it's awful. It really, really
I
is.
I know. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
That's the phrase. That's the better way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So him and Phil, he's kind of battling with Phil at the moment. He's kind of worked out that the job he's got at the cafe, because he's basically just sort of trying to wash up dishes at the moment. But we also saw that when he was on the till, he was getting confused with money out. He's not gonna be able to do that for much longer, is he?
No,
so
and Phil,
he is
Phil were trying to remind him how he used contactless as well, weren't
yeah,
he, at one point?
Yeah, he's gonna have to tell Kathy at some point, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So this is
Kathy's probably just gonna figure it out, to be honest.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is all tied in with what Phil's going through at the moment. Can I just say, an absolutely pitch perfect performance from Steve McFadden with this, because there is something a little bit off about Phil at the moment. He's not there's something, he's just down, isn't he? There's a sadness to, like, there's a sad aura coming off him at the moment, which I think has been really subtly kind of given, like coming across, which I think is really, really nicely played by Steve McFadden. How much further is Phil going to fall, do you think?
This is what I can't quite decide. Like you say, maybe once Nigel's left, that'll really hit Phil or something. It'll be something to do with that, maybe. I don't know,
because
Phil's got depression, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's 100%
right, yeah,
got depression.
this is what it is, yeah. Because obviously Sharon's gathered the troops and gathered the family to say something's not right. They all think that he's getting things in order, like he's dying, don't they? Is what they were thinking.
Yeah. Well, they thought that they were kind of basically accusing him of having dementia this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he going senile? Yeah.
Unaware that the truth was kind of like the bloke that was scurrying through the square outside at the time. Yeah.
Do you think Sharon's figured out that that's what it is that's wrong with Phil? Or do you think she's...
I don't think she has worked out what she knows. I think she knows there's something off with him, and but she hasn't quite worked out why yet. I think that Teddy is being fairly reasonable about the whole thing because he's still trying to make sure that Phil's okay. Even though I don't think it would take too much working out to sort of kind of land on why Phil is so down whenever he and Sharon are around him. You know,
it's... well, yeah, there is that, isn't there? You might be fine.
Yeah.
Come on, Sharon. Did you have to pick another Mitchell?
I know. It's another bald Mitchell. Sorry. Yeah. I think Sharon has been a bit mean to Phil in that sense, you know, because she did kiss him and then just literally ran away from the responsibilities of that and then wondered why Phil's feeling a little bit down.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of understandable where Phil is at the moment. But I do wonder when him and Nigel stories are going to kind of cross over. Like, because normally, let's be real here, if you're doing a depression storyline and a soap, they tend to go all the way to the very edge of what people who suffer from depression can go to, you know, i.e. a suicide attempt. So is that where this is going for Phil? And Nigel is going to kind of pull him back from the brink of that and give him a sense of purpose and responsibility in looking after him?
Possibly. Or is it Grant who's going to come back and look after them both or something?
Maybe.
Quite nice to see, you know, the two hard men Mitchell brothers being in a bit of a more
imagine
vulnerable
imagine them bringing Grant
role.
Back for a carer storyline. That's quite mad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be quite nice to see, wouldn't it? Age softens a lot of people as
doesn't
well, doesn't
it? Yeah. Grant was fairly soft the last time he came back as well, wasn't he? Yeah. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be so sad. I do think that they're going to... I think the way that they're going to frame the Nigel storyline is that they're going to really cleverly do stuff where they can bring nostalgia into it as well. Not only for Nigel, but for the viewer as well, with it being the 40th anniversary. I do think they're going to try and play around with that a little bit. Nigel sort of sees him, finds himself wandering around a little bit. He ends up in Reese's house. Let's briefly discuss the Reese stuff.
Reese's week,
It's the court case next week.
Yes.
So he's kind of... Reese is basically telling everybody off for not showing Sonia enough dedication by, like, going to the courts. And he wants everybody there 24 hours a day.
If only they knew the hypocrisy of it as well. He's shouting at them all. It's like, what, for the crime that you did? Shouting at everyone else for not being there for
That's
a year.
That's crazy.
Mad.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and also you've got Bianca locked up in a lockup. Oh, massively, yeah. I did enjoy the fact that Yolandi can literally just walk into any house and ban people from their own kitchens while she has a conversation with the person that's also in
there. You would, though, wouldn't you? She could walk into my house and be like, have a minute, Yolandi, go for it.
Yeah.
Invite someone else in if you want.
Have a party.
Kettle on and I'll leave room, I'll leave the house, actually,
Yeah, sure. So that's kind of going on. I think the Sonia and Reese storyline is finally going to come back to the forefront next week. And I presume we might see Bianca again next week at some point and find out what the hell is going on with Bianca. My guess,
we're just assuming... Go on.
Well, my guess is, with it being the court case, my guess is Bianca is at some point going to escape her lockup and burst into the courtroom.
Ah, okay.
I think she'll wait until the anniversary.
Yeah. If they dragged it on this long, why would they do it in a random week in January?
True.
I reckon, it'll be an anniversary. Do you think, so the court case, is Sonia going to get released or what?
Who knows? She's going to be very pregnant. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Yes, very pregnant now.
Oh, is she going to be released? I don't know, because it seems that Natalie Cassidy is busy elsewhere these days. So I don't know how long we've got Natalie Cassidy for.
Well,
any answers to that.
I am now wondering if Natalie Cassidy is going to leave her role as Sonia.
Yeah.
And in which case, how is she going to leave her role as Sonia? Is she going to get killed off for the 40th?
Possibly.
That'd be a pretty big legacy
for
the 40th.
Like we say, legacy characters are in danger on anniversaries. You kill off legacy characters on the big events, don't you? So who knows? It's a possibility. I will tell you, Sonia has not been seen on screen since August. So
August,
which is ridiculous. Like she's been gone. I mean,
yeah.
So I don't know. I suspect the Sonya stuff is going to kick off big time next week. So we shall see where that goes from there. Gold star this week, Ray.
You go first.
Nigel,
I'm going to actually give it to Phil based on Fair. What you were saying earlier about how well he's been doing at the Road. Steve McFadden, but Phil, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, Paul Bradley and Steve McFadden. Can you imagine these two powerhouses doing the storyline for the next few months? We are privileged to be watching it. I cannot wait. It's going to be marvellous. So there we go then. Phil and Nigel for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to. And we'll finish the podcast as usual with some comments from you.
So, Rob, I'm going to start with a comment this week that's actually about us.
About us? Oh, dear.
Yes, it's from YouTube.
Yeah,
so Swanneck has said, you both seem very knowledgeable about script writing, direction and drama generally. So for those of us who are quite new around here and don't know, could you tell us your backgrounds? Did you study this at uni together and is this how you met? Love, love, love the podcast, sir. Thank you for producing it. I look forward to it every week.
Let me tell you, the way to get your comment read is to massage our egos.
Well, very lovely comment. Thank you. I'm so glad that our expertise is finally being recognised, Rob.
At last.
Should we tell everyone what we studied at uni and how we met? Do people know this?
Well, some people do. Some people might not be aware. Me and Ree did meet at uni, get this, about 20 years ago now.
Oh, you didn't need to mention that, Rob. You could have just left that bit out anyway.
We both studied drama together for a BA. I then went on and did a master's in script writing and script development. I have written books and everything. I'm in the middle of writing a book at the moment, so that's exciting. And trust me, as soon as that's getting closer to publishing, you'll be knowing about it. But I have written books and everything. So, you know, I don't know if that kind of perspective.
You're
has
a writer.
Yeah.
Rob's nickname at uni was Scribe.
But and Ree's read stuff that I've written, and we both, like, you know, we've been to uni
and I just read it, you know. I don't really do anything else. I just read
Ree's my writing, that's her experience. No, go on, Ree, talk about, like, you know, you've written stuff.
We did drama together, didn't we? I did do a little bit of script writing back in the day, not really done anything like that recently, and we both studied drama together. But you know what? I don't think we ever actually worked on any projects together.
We didn't. We didn't share.
During our degree.
We didn't, in the whole 3 years that we were at uni together and doing the same course, we didn't work on one project together.
We didn't work. No. But I think
probably
that was
wise, because we wouldn't
thing.
Have got anything done. Tell you now.
We did lots of essays not together.
If we'd have been rehearsing something, it'd have been like, should we just go to the pub? Screw this.
We would have been awful. That's exactly why Fate said, no, you two aren't working together on a project.
Yeah.
Anyway,
exactly.
There you go.
There you go. So that's us. So thank you for that very nice comment. If you honestly, if you want your comment read out, massage our egos. You'll get it read. So in terms of the choice, we got quite a few comments this week. Rachel Newton said Ravi all day long.
Well, yeah. Lisa Waugh said, I would rather she sticks with Jack because he is gorgeous and beautiful and lovely and handsome and sexy. But she has to lay down the law and say to him, no more cheating on me with Stacey. And she has to tell Ravi it is over between the both of them because Ravi's past history and she will want to make her marriage work with Jack altogether and his kids as well. So I'm rooting for Jack all the way. Come on, Jack.
There you go, you see. I think you
need to get with Jack, Lisa.
Yeah, honestly, I think Lisa wants to be with Jack more than she wants Denise to be with Jack. Fair play, Lisa.
Fair enough. Like you say, some people are saying Jack.
Exactly. Stephen Brody has said, I'd choose Jack, not because he's the better choice, but because I want Ravi with Priya. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, that's the thing. It's the family side of things that I don't think that people are putting Denise and Jack together because they think that Denise is better with Jack. I don't think they're that bothered about Denise's happiness. Let's not pretend.
I was going to say, but that's not really a reason, because just because you like them as a family unit, they had problems in their relationship. So that's not a good reason to put them back.
It's funny, isn't
it? If anything, that's why they were clinging on for so long, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, they were sticking together because of the family unit. And that was, if anything, damaged them further.
So it's interesting, but
it's interesting about the people's reasoning behind wanting, because I'm literally, like I said, I'm looking at this, I'm like, I don't understand in a second why anybody would say Denise needs to get back with Jack, because they were a terrible pair. They were a terrible couple. They did not work together. That's why they broke up. That's why they cheated on each other, you know. But it's interesting to sort of see people's reasoning behind it. And then Kylie Reese talking about the Cindy storyline. I don't think Ian attacks Cindy. I think he just doesn't want to see her, which is understandable. I think Cindy said Ian's name because she wants him at the hospital with her, not because he attacked her. She was also attacked from behind and wouldn't have seen her attacker, so she wouldn't know if it was Ian anyway. Very, very true. Yeah, this is a very good point because she was whacked from behind, so she's not going to have a, she's not going to have a clue.
Well, I thought this right when I read that comment as well. She was attacked from behind, but then somebody's taken the locket. So what if she's going to claim that the person who's took the locket is the person who attacked her, because that's what she's going to think, because they're the only person she's seen. And then they're going to arrest the wrong person, whoever it was who took the locket, which is why I was wondering, will it be Ian? He's come along, taken the locket, but then not called an ambulance for her. He just put the locket back, but he didn't actually attack her.
Maybe.
However, the comment could be right that she said Ian's name because she wants him there.
Possibly. She did say that he is the only one that she cares about at this moment, which I think...
And I think in her own little way... I think in her own weird little way she kind of does.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. We shall have to wait and see next week. I think that's going to be the secondary storyline of next week, along with the court case, I think. And you, if you wish to, can get in touch with us by doing any of the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can. Rob, yes, love.
I should mention, a couple of people recently have bought us coffees. So thank you very much to all you people.
Love you. Off our tits on caffeine. It's going to be marvellous. Thank you so much. Woo! That's it for this week. Join us next week to hear our discussion about the fallout from the court case and whatever Cindy in her comatose state might be coming out with. It should be quite a good week. And until then, it's goodbye from me. Go on, Ree. What were you going to say?
Sorry, Rob.
You always do.
Keep your eyes peeled. Yes. Keep your eyes peeled for our awards result.
Yes.
Come on, Rob. Right. You say you always do this because you always forget something. And I always forget something.
I'm an old man, that's why.
Well, I didn't want to say.
Yeah, we might be recording that very, very soon. / maybe when we finish recording this, you never know.
Soon.
That's all you need to know. But the award show, indeed, will be with you in the next couple of days, so look out for that. Make sure you're subscribed and following to make sure that you can see it when it arrives in your feeds. That's it. Until then, goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.